The Rosh Hashiva Shlita was zeicha to be a chaver, Yibod L'chayim Toim Aruchim, and it's appropriate for him to speak about somewhat of the hekif of the person. I was sachakol a shemea likhov. It's not for me to speak about the person, but I do need to talk about the Torah. Befrat, if you can't identify an Aveda, then there's no way you can have any hope of getting it back somehow. If we can't pinpoint exactly what was the Chelek of Torah that he gave us, how do you describe it? Then we certainly can't make any steps to try on our own, to move further in it. What was the Chelek of Torah? Was it Kabbalah? To whoever you're not allowed to teach Kabbalah, you're not allowed to teach. You can't stand and darshan Kabbalah. It's a Mishnah. The people who need to learn Kabbalah, they have their Rebbeim. Klal Yisrael's always had the people, and they know who they are, and that's not the public. So what is that Chelek HaTorah? Machshava. Machshava is a modern word. Machshava is not a Torahic word. So what's the Hagdara? And yet it was a Chelek of Torah, it was an Eitz Chaim that so many people held on to and felt a unique of chias from it. So try maybe to describe it, to describe that Chelek of Torah with the words of Torah, and maybe we'll have some sort of sense of what the Aveda is, at least in this Chelek of us, my door and the doors after me, who are able to be toyim some of it. Gemara and Pesachim. Omer b'shuyam alevi. B'shoa sham ha-kadosh baruch hu l'odom. Koitz v'dada tatzmiach l'cha. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon that Koitz V'Darda Tatzmiach, and it's probably going on the second half of the Pasuk of that he's going to eat from the Esev of the Sada. So it says, Zolgu Ein of Demois. Zolgu Ein of Demois. He began crying. Amar lefanav, Ribbono shel Olam, I and the chamor and my chamor will eat in one trough. Kashbocha told him, no, it'll be hard work, but at the end you're going to eat bread. Niskara daite. That's the umglik of Adam Rishon, that the chet was goyrim, a change in his diet. Others speak about the Bechlal, if he was also in Basa before, maybe he was with the Nevelis. One of the things that they come up with, Reb Tzadik actually says it, the chilik between Peiris and Yerokis, Ramban's Merum is that the difference was until then he ate Peiris and now he thought he's condemned to eat Yerokis. Kosh Baruch was Mevasa the Psura Toiva, Baruch Hashem, there'll be bread. That's it. The Masha says that it's alluding to a Gemara in Sukkah, other places, that it says that the Tzoya V'Tinek is Masriach only from when they eat, when the Toyim a Tam of Dagon. Yosadas, Yosemachov. So, B'meila, since the te'im of Dagon is vital for Das, it says in Atinik Yodeh Likrois, Aviv Nimoy, until he's capable of eating Kazayis. So, therefore, Adam Rishon thought that he would lose his Das. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Mevasa to him, that he would be eating Lechem, which is made of Dagon, then he was Nicholi Daite. What's the pshat in that chazal? Pashtus, the pashtus is simona milsa. It's a certain age of maturity, and it's hobe hotalia. It's not, it doesn't find any place in the Gemara. There's Yechvei Shemezayis is good for remembering. This is good. Yayin is pikhis. The different macholim that Chazal tell us have a shaykhis with being me'oyer, some sort of chachma. It's not mashma like that. The pashas is, it's a simon mils, a certain daga. But the mashal learned up our Gemara that the pshat is, it's ke'ilu, it's a simon at a certain point when it could be toyim at tam dogan, that's when he's a bal chacham, and it's a hobe hotalia, the etzem te'ima of dogan. Let's try a little bit to understand it, kfir keinu. I will quote a lashon Zoya. The Zoyar is a sefer that has Kabbalah in it, and it's a sefer that has a medrash. The Chofetz Chaim says there are parts of it that are medrashim, and shovel chol nefesh, and parts of it that are miyuchad. In the Zoyar, there's a chelik called Safed Tzniyasa. It is one of the deepest amudim of Kabbalah. It's considered the Mishnayis of Kabbalah, something that we have zero shaychas to. But there's a hakdama there that is extraordinarily shaykh to us. The hakdama goes like this: Man tzniyas of the safra. What is it? What is this tzniyas of the safra? So Reb Shimon says, Chamisha pirkin inun de klilon behechel rav u'malni kol ara. These are five prokim that are koilol kol olam kulay. All chachma and everything is kolol in these prokim. Omer Reb Yehuda, I klilon hani. Mikulu adifi. So if that's it, let's just learn these five prokim and finished. I mean, this is better than everything. It's curled entire world. Omer Reb Shimon Hochihu. Leman de ol venofik, ulman de ol venofik lavachi. For someone who's capable of going in and out, we'll see in a second the mashal. Good, if not, not. And he gives a mashal. Reb Shimon gives a mashal. Maslo. There was a person who lived in the hills, a hillbilly. And he had no idea of a sophisticated city life. Zora chitin, he would plant chitin, v'ochel chitin begufayu. And he ate the chitin the way they were. Yoyim echad ol l'masa. One day he came to the town, akrivele nahamatava. They gave him bread, never saw bread in his life. Amahu bar nash, the no lama. He didn't know what it was. Omru, they told him, Nahamu lamechel, this is bread, this is very good to eat. Achol v'tom l'chadolich l'chike. He ate it, he liked it a lot. Amai said, umimayis avido. What's it made of? Amari mechitin. It's made of wheat. Then they served him gritzen delishen b'mishcha. It was also patrava with in oil, something made of grain. Tominai was toyim. Oma ve'ilim masavidu. And what's this made of? Amar mechitin. Said chitin. Labosar krivale triki malkin. They gave him a royal dish, delishen bedufsha mishcha. It's flour together with honey and oil. Oma ve'ilim masavidu. And what's this made of? Amar mechitin. They said chitin. Omai. So this poya said, "Vada no mar de kolilim. I have all this. Da no ochel ikur de kolilim. The yochita. I eat the chitin as they come. So you're not being mechadish anything to me. It's mekach tos. There's nothing to see in the city because I eat wheat and they eat wheat. Begin ahu daito. Because of his stupidity, lack of das, meidune alma lo yoda." He had no idea of the delights of the world, and he lost them. Kach, so too. Mandilokit klola. Whoever has these klolim, but is not oimed on all the timim and all the delight that's gonos in it, did nafkin muklala. he doesn't know what can be made of wheat. This a person who has these klolim and swallows them whole and doesn't have the ability, the das, to develop these madonim out of it, he's the same thing like that player. That's the hakadama that of the Zohar Kaddish, the Safed Tzniyasa, that a person needs to, that even though these klolim are koil everything, if a person doesn't have the das and the ability to take it apart and to tease out all of the timing and so on, then it's worthless. The mashal of achila, a person lives off achila. Our tfisa of achila is that the ikar is the food, the whatever it is, the tam that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave, the flavors, are a tosefes. They are, it makes it easier to eat, a person, it prompts a person to eat things. It's an additive of some sort that Ribbono Shel Olam gave to macholos. So our understanding is the bulk is the ikar, the tam is the tosefes. The emes is, the Gemara is mechalik. The Gemara in Baba Kama Mishnah is mechalik between what a person owes when he eats something to what a bal chai when he eats something in a tzura, not of a mazik. A bal chai, when he's not chayev as a mazik, is the mei soirim bezoil, the mei amir bezoil. He's mechayev, he's chayev for the bulk. A pound of barley is what he was nene. The hanov bal chay is just the bulk. At the tosefes of another kilo of food. The hanov adam is the tam, and the person pays accordingly. Something that's more delightful, something that has more value, person will pay more for it. So in the terkoves, in the complex tam and choymer and material, for a balchai and for a guf, the physical material is where it starts and ends with. And the tam is some sort of tesefes. A balchai also has a tam. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a certain tam that animals keep away from things that are not good for it, that are bitter to it, and so on, and runs after things that are good for it. Yes, over there the tam is a guide for which potatoes to eat, for which barley to eat. For Adam, and we're obviously talking about a lot more than wheat. Tam is the ikar, and the food is a chetimtza. The nachash was punished that everything would have a tam offer. The because he was ra b'his galmus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, we need a kiyum. He needs a kiyum. But everything that is going to be toyim is going to be offer. He has no shaychus to any pnim, to any toychen. That's the ultimate ra. So loshen tzfuncho temale bitnom. Your hidden, the hidden elements fill the stomach of Yeshayim. Because all they have the material and didn't extract any tam. The opposite of the nachash is man. Lilitna teira el oichle man. So the achila of ra, of shoel tachtis, is an achila without tam. the achila of the dor deya is the achila of mon. Mon has all the timing. I still remember, it's one of them, it was a few decades ago, at a certain shir, Rav Moshe spoke about the mon taking on the different timing. And like he said, the way he would express himself, choshvim sheze kemo chanut glida, sheyelod rotzet kol haglidot, vehine, you have something that takes on, puts Basket Robins to shame. Any flavor you want. He said, magil lachshov kacha. Like, it's disgusting that a person still has a childish 5-year-old mind, and every time he learns it with that same mindset of a 5-year-old. The Rebbe said it takes on every flavor, so what's the goddess of that? In Kleinigkeit, it's childhood dreams. He said a hezbek, a darker bekoidish, omar. I want to explain it the way we understand it here. The achila of Adam is the tam. The food is a hechetimtza. And the ultimate in Michael Adam is where the proportion of the material to the tam is belik vul. We have a dugma. A person's hand can reach as far as is physically long. A person's stomach can have as much food as his stomach is big. A person's brain, without the brain, there's no yidia. But if he has a brain, how big is the brain? And yet, the amount of das, yedias, and das, as far as we know, is b'li gvul. The gvul that's ma'akiv is not the size of the brain. The ge'onim, who the Vilna Goyen's brain wasn't much different, any different the size as our brain. The size, it's a retimtza, but it's like the asuch shemen. It's a chetimtza for having something beyond it. But for somebody who's a baal seichel and das, there's no proportion between the brain and the mind. You need a brain, but the mind could be b'li seif. So those in yonim in the bria that are in yonim, that are ruchniyim, the proportion between the material and the content is b'li gvul. And the primary vehicle for that is, since achila is our kiyum, that's what we live off, so the achila of an adam gas, of a poyer, is chitin, raw chitin, dugmas, the seirim, bezoil, and the achila, the yinika of someone who's developed is from the timing in it. And that's b'li gvul. One day it's the hammer, one day it's grits and b'shemen, one day it's grits and beduf and b'shemen. Each timing have in themselves no gvul. And achila's man is an achila where there's kemat no substance, it's nivlin devarim, there's no material, there's no psoilus in it, and it has a bleak vul of timim that it can give over. That's the tzura of achila and achilas adam. In Torah, it says, Chazal say, ukeshehoya koil yoitze, it's a Yisrael, lo yoitze Yisrael lefi koicha shekel echad ve'echad, lefi ma sheyachol lisbol. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah, it every single person was able to be yoinik, something that fit for him. Omer beis mechanine im tamia, if you don't understand how that could be, lemad min amon שירד לישראל במדבר, שהיה תיימר לכל אחד ואחד, לבחורים היה תיימר כמו לחם, לסקנים היה תיימר כשישס בדבש, ליונקים תיימר כחלב משתי אימוי, לחולה תיימר כסוילס, and so on. ואם היה המון משתן לכמה תיימים, כדי שאוכלוס עושה הכל, הלך, עושה הכל, הלך כמה וכמה שלפי כוח של כל אחד ואחד. So Chazal tell us that in Torah itself, the Tzuras Nesinas Torah is Kulei Tam. And that's why in the same words of Breishis Bara Lekim, a Yoinik has a Tam Cholov, a Bocher has a Tam Lechem, a Zokin has his Tam, and so on. Nimtzinu Lemeidim, that this idea of achila, of being chomer and tam, is something that is at the core of Torah as well. Torah itself has the chomer, so to speak, the inyan, and then it has taimim, b'li gvul. The chilek of Seid, and it's something Rav Moshe would speak about a lot, and he would phrase it, he would usually quote Nefesh HaChaim on it, but he would phrase the question, what does Seid mean? If you tell it to somebody, it's not a Seid anymore. So does Seid mean restricted amount of people? No, but then it's a Meman Nefeshach. Whoever doesn't know at all. Whoever knows, it's not a Seid. In what sense is it called Seid? And the answer is, I would say a little bit different, but it's the same point. The chelik, that chelik of Torah is called Yeinu Shel Torah. Yayin is keneged soid, gematria and so on. Yayin is a type of oichel, a type of shtia, that for the people understand, it's about the timing that are locked into the wine. It's something that for someone who has the sense, whatever it is, that he tastes every single knetch in the wine, every single flavor. The chelik of Torah that's called Seid, Pnim, is a chelik that can never be served on a plate. Can't be delivered to the mouth. It's something that either the person is toyim, either the person has the das and is toyim, or it'll always remain a seid. If I tell a person this is a phenomenally expensive bottle of wine, the person has no asug of what drinking wine is, the person sips it down, gulps it down. It's nothing. It's worth. It, for him, it's worth like Coca-Cola. It's not worth anything else. I mean, there's nothing in the material of the wine that's it's the mevinas of it is that it's in the timing and all the nuances of the timing. Torah itself has in itself the words, and it has in itself an ein sof of timing. Reb Moshe's chelek in Torah. Reb Moshe was the Ben Masa, who was Kulei Tam. His Mohus was Tam. I didn't hear many Shurim from him in Halacha in Iyun, but I spoke a little bit in learning sometimes with him. I heard once or twice Shurim. There was Tam in it. It was something to think about and to delight. And when he took a chazal sosum that comes to us like a, so there are people that swallow chazal like wheat. The little medrash says, the big medrash says, the great medrash says, fine, it came in as wheat and goes out as wheat. Rav Moshe would take a chazal. They couldn't stop teasing out the timing from it. You became fashikit from how in every nuance of the chazal, in every phrase of it, in the context of it. It was incredible. The Ein Sof of Torah lies in the timing, and that's where that was his makom in Torah. Across the board, it expressed itself mostly in Yonah Agarata, because that's where it was most needed, and that's where it's most forsaken, and that's where you needed somebody about Shir Koyma. It's not a problem to learn Kabbalah. You can hack words and tons, so you add another few hundred words that we don't know what it means and hack it in also. It's not a problem. That's you can hack as much as you want. But that's even worse. So it's the payah with the chitim. Yeah, I have chitim also. We have chitim. You eat it as if it would be Sbeisar and Bezol, as a Dmei Amir. I mean, that's not, it's a kilkel of the dayer. That the kilkel is not that there's any pgam lamala that people hack. The kilkel is that people are taking things that are blocks of wood and eating it and saying, ah, this is the pnimius of Torah. The pnimius of Torah is what a person with giant das, with yegiah and omel, and an adinus hamachshava and nefesh, is able to be toyim. You can't share tam. You can tell somebody to be on the lookout for it. You can point, like the Mishnah says, meivin midaitoy. You can point us out and tell people, take it slowly, and as you'll feel this nekuda, you'll understand this. And if the person is a bardas, and he wants the shtaltzu, and he wants to give it the omul nafshi, and the omul of zman that it requires, then maybe he could be zeicher to some ti'im of that. Rav Moshe's person was full of tam, like the Rosh Yeshiva mentioned. There wasn't a conversation in Sichas Chulin that you didn't feel you gained so much more of tfisa. He was a person who was able to live in many worlds and understand it through its tam. He would speak about Kotsk. He would speak about Chabad. He would speak about his Rebbeim. He would speak about the Leshem. He would speak about so many different people. And each one, he wasn't an outsider trying to fit somebody into a little mold that he has. He had the ability to somebody once asked him a question on something, or he mentioned a sefer that he said, ask something. And Moshe said, it's not that person's world. That shaila and that issue doesn't belong in that person's tchum. It's not his tchum. He won't talk about it. He was able to feel and he connected to people because there was a sense he could be toyim the tam that the person had. His mannerisms, his everything about him was kulei moli tam. Speech, his language, everything. But the nekuda was it was drenched, it was permeated with tam. And it's we're back to chitim. The person who knew how to coax tam out of a chita. A tinek is a yodea. Das begins when you can be toyim tam dogan. When you're able to be toyim. It's remarkable. A bracha, you don't make on pure tam. A tainis is not, it doesn't get broken. But das of a tinek is when he's toyim a tam dogan. That was his chelik. When we saw him, we saw how he was toying things and how his eyes lit up. And he was able to somehow convey to us a sense of it. We had some shaykhs to tam. he told me, and he told others, when we went out to be Marbitz Torah and so on, it show them all the tamim and gvanim of Torah. His eyes would light up. He would say, just if people would only taste all the different tastes of Torah, that would change people. That was him. That was his koyach. That was the chelik of Torah. That was miyucha to him. And that was the chelik of Torah that doesn't have. It's a chaval davdin. One small nechama, remez. It says, Yishakeni Meneshikas Pihu. So Rashi explains that it's still chaviv to us, the Neshika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Neshika of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us at Har Sinai was Pe'el Peh, which means the Peh is the Makom where a person is Toyim. It was a place where we had a Shaychis to Tam of Torah. We ate the man, and we heard Pe'el Peh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There was a Neshika Pe'el Peh. And Klal Yisrael says, it's still a Revim, Alav. Ve'oysam doidim oidim a Revim aleihem. We still feel the pleasantness of those moments. Mikol shashua, umuftachim me'itoi leifia oid aleihem. And we have Aftach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will come once again. Levay Elohim soy ta'ameho u mitzvah tfunaseho. And I would say it's a hemshich. So long as a person still remembers the arevus of that time, the smeichim kinesinasam, the arevus of a neshika pe'el peh, where a person was able to be toyim the tam, as long as we have that tam and that zikaron, then we have the haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu coming again and giving us b'yeses seis the soy tameo mitzvos v'naseho u'mechalim panav l'kayim dvoroi v'zei shekeini v'neshikos pihu. The Rebbe of Tam in our door, the person who gave us an Adinus of Havana, who opened up Sharim Pnimiyim. Sharim Pnimiyim are not words, not terms. They're a taste and a te'ima that requires following after somebody who is the Anina Tam. Person who gave us a Tam in Hanhoga, in everything else. So long as we still remember the arevus of that time, so long as we still have that, the time is still on our tongues, we haven't eaten something to cover it up, so long as that's still in our memory, in our tongues, there's aftocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come back to us, and the Torah that Reb Moshe gave us a drop of, that we were Yerzecha to be Yonik a drop of, that's the Torah. There's not going to be Chidushim in words, Las Lavi. The Chidushim will be in the Taimim, and the Tzfuneho, and the Mr. Tzfuneho, Bias Goel Tzedek.